Simon Reish Mem Hei Siv Vav. Shulchan Aruch says that if a guy bakes his bread in the tanner and the oven of a yid on Shabbos, and he pays the yid for the usage of the oven, so it's also to be nene from this money, or if he gives him bread, it's also to eat that bread, to be nene from the bread that the guy used as payment to the yid for using the yid's oven on Shabbos. This is even if the yid told the guy not to use the oven on Shabbos, and the guy went against the will of the yid, bar karcha of the yid, and baked in the yid's oven on Shabbos, and then he pays you for it, whether he pays you money or he pays you with bread, it's also to be nana from it. And the reason over here is that it's a straightforward issue of taking schar Shabbos, that you're making money off your oven being used on Shabbos. And therefore, if the guy baked in your oven other days also, let's say he baked in your oven on Friday and Shabbos, so, and he pays you, he's paying you for the use of the oven on Friday and Shabbos together, then it's mutter to take the money or the bread that he pays you with, because that's b'havlah. He's not paying you straight for Shabbos by itself, he's paying you b'havlah. The halach is that schar Shabbos is also to be paid for work that's done on Shabbos or for renting out your kelim on Shabbos, if it's just Shabbos straight. However, if it's Shabbos together with the day of the week, Shabbos being absorbed together with Friday or together with Sunday, so then it's mutter. And not only that, the Bir Halacha says that in such a case where the guy baked in your oven on Friday and Shabbos is allowed to pay you, and you're allowed to take the money from him, that's even if it was not done by karcha, even if it was not done against your will. That means even if you allowed him to bake in your oven on Shabbos, as long as when he's paying you for Shabbos, it's together with paying you for Friday, or together with paying you for Sunday, it's by law. So even though you're not supposed to allow the guy to use your oven on Shabbos because of the problem of marasayin, still, however, the payment that he pays you, you're allowed to be nana from, you're allowed to have, and because it was done by law, it was not done Shabbos by itself, it was Shabbos together with Friday, or Shabbos together with Sunday. Now we begin another simon, simon reish mem vav. The dinim v'ashol of askar le'in yehudi b'shabbos. Lending out or renting your things, your items to a guy on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says that it's mutter to lend out or to rent your kelim to a guy, even though you know he's going to do malach with them on Shabbos, because we're not mitzvah on shvisas kelim. We're not mechliv to make sure that our kelim rest on Shabbos. We're mechliv to make sure that we rest on Shabbos. We'll see down the road that this dinim mechliv to make sure that our behemoth rests on Shabbos. But our kelim, our plow, we don't have to make sure that it rests on Shabbos. This is actually a machlokes b'shami b'tzil. B'shami holds one is mitzvah to make sure his kelim rests on Shabbos. Same way he has to make sure his behemoth rests on Shabbos. And b'tzil holds there are not mitzvah on shvisas kelim. So when there's a braisa in the Gemara on Shabbos that says you're not allowed to rent your kelim out to a goy on erev Shabbos, on Wednesday and Thursday you could, but on erev Shabbos you cannot. So this shita, Mr. Burr explains, the shita of the Rif on the Rambam, and they hold this braisa is going like b'shami, but according to b'tzil, you could rent your kelim out to a goy on erev Shabbos, even though you know he's going to do malacha with it on Shabbos. Again, obviously you have to make sure to do it by havlah and not to take rent just for Shabbos by itself, because it would be a problem of schar Shabbos, like we mentioned previously. And the Shulchan Aruch says the Yesh Oimrim, that kelim which malacha is done with them, like a machresha, like a plow, or something similar to that, is also to rent out to a goy on erev Shabbos. On Wednesday and Thursday it's mutter, on erev Shabbos it's aser. Wednesday and Thursday it's mutter, again, as long as you're careful not to take schar Shabbos specifically for Shabbos, rather do by law, they charge and rent the price per week or per month or something like that. But to rent on erev Shabbos, a kelim that malacha is done with, that the guy is going to use on Shabbos, that's aser. Now, what's the pshat on this? If we pass like Basil, there's no problem with shvisas kelim, we're not mechliv to make sure our kelim rest on Shabbos. So why is the shita machmer on this? So the Mishnah Berurah explains to the shita of Rabbi Yonah. And he holds that there's a different reason over here why you cannot rent your kelim out to a guy in erev Shabbos, kelim which malacha is done with. And that's because since right after it's going to come Shabbos, right away the guy would do malach with them, it looks as if the guy is doing malach of a shlichus of the yid. And that's also, it's a problem resembling Amir La'akum. It looks as if the guy is doing the work on your behalf, a shlichus for you. Even though Mishnah Berurah explains, you're allowed to give your clothing to the laundromat, you're allowed to give your suit to the cleaners right before Shabbos, under certain circumstances, as long as they have enough time to do the work for you, not on Shabbos, or the before or after. And the fact you gave it in on Friday does not make it look like you told them to do it on Shabbos. Here it's worse, because since the guy is paying rent, you're benefiting from the fact he's doing on Shabbos. He's paying you more rent because he could use the kelim on Shabbos. If you would not allow him to use your plow on Shabbos, he would certainly pay less rent for the plow. So therefore, if you give it to him on erev Shabbos, it looks more like he's doing the work with shlichus from you, and therefore, it's a problem of along the lines of Amir La'akum. This issur, Mishnah Berurah brings to the Pirkei Avot, is not just by a plow that does the actual work, but even a pot that you cook with, or something like that, the pot does not do the actual cooking, you cannot rent your pot out to a goy on erev Shabbos, because when he cooks it on Shabbos, it looks like he's doing it b'shlichus for you.